Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, listening by internet, if you would like to call in and be a part of this hour, you can call 347-237-4054. That's 347 237-4054, and you can be connected into the studio. Amen. As we move forward, we have a new speaker, a dynamic speaker for this evening, and we'd like to thank her for taking the time to be a part of this ministry, moving forward toward her calling that God has that called her to, and just pressing forward. We'd like to thank her this evening publicly. Amen. We would also like to let you know that as you're listening to this broadcast or broadcast, you can go to the archives and hear it again, share it with someone. Amen. Isn't it a blessing to be able to share the word of God with a family, a friend, or even a foe? Amen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. Then type in We Can Begin Again. Go into Blog Talk Radio, and then you type in We Can Begin Again, and you can hear this message again and share it with someone. Amen. Be a blessing to someone. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We're going to move on forward. We're going to move forward, and we are going to ask Mother Gloria from Call Unto Me Ministry. She's going to introduce to you Apostle Logan, and then the next voice that you hear will be Apostle Carolyn Logan. Amen, amen, amen. Mother Gloria, are you there?
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening to all. Indeed, it is a privilege and an honor to introduce someone that's very special to me that I know very well. And she's a blessing to many. She's a blessing to many. And it's Apostle Carolyn Logan, and she resides in Newport News, Virginia, along with her lovely mother who she cares for. She is the author. She's a senior pastor and founder of the Redeemed, Blessed, and Love Ministries. And she has additional ministries where you can go on daily at 7 a.m. to the upper room. Hallelujah. On Sunday at 9 a.m., you can join her in morning worship service. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Bible study. I told you she was an awesome woman of God. And Wednesday night from 9 a.m. and then 12 noon and 3 p.m. for fasting and reading through the Bible. This is just many of the things that she does, along with coming to the Call Unto Me ministry the first and second Monday of the month to be the co-worship leader with myself, along with the Holy Spirit. She is the mother of two. She is loving and caring. You can always receive a call from her, a prayer message, or something to encourage you. When you're down, she's going to lift you up. So I would love to present to some and introduce to others this awesome woman of God. I give you Apostle Carolyn Logan. Let's greet her with a hearty amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, and thank you so kindly for those warm words of introduction, Mother Womack. God bless you, woman of God. I want to give honor to God. I want to give honor to the host and co-host, Elder Dr. John and Suzanne Clay of New Beginnings Ministry. God bless you. I want to give honor to all of those that's part of the fivefold ministry, hallelujah, that have joined us tonight to receive a word from the Lord. To all of the radio listening audience, God bless you on tonight. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be God's spokesman on this evening. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, not my will, thy will be done. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord, let it be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I bind up every principalities and powers. I come against every spirit of distraction. I come against any and everything that would try to prevent the flow of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we desire right now that your will be done. God, we manifest your power on this broadcast
yes.
like this.
Right now,
let
God.
Your
right
anointing
now, God.
Begin to destroy
yes.
every bondage.
Yes,
Lord, whatever
yes,
your
God.
People stand in need of, meet them.
Yes,
like
God.
You
yes,
can.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And Lord,
thank
I promise you,
you
that will give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise.
Yes,
in
God.
Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
In
and
Jesus'
give thanks.
Name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
From me to you, Lord.
That's all right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's all right, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
From me to you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
All you done.
Yes.
All
yes,
you
yes,
do.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
You want your baby girl too.
All right now. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, from me to you. Lord, I thank you. The Lord has given me a word for his people tonight. He has given me a word, and he has asked me to encourage the saints to seek him. Seek him. Matthew 6:33 from the Passion Translation. So above all, constantly seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these less important things will be given to you abundantly. I want to encourage you to seek him. And all you do, for he will lead you in the plain path. Let me just ask you, beloved, where are you this evening? Oh, I'm not talking about a physical location. I'm asking you, where are you within your spirit man? Would your answer be, oh, I'm close to God? Would your answer be, I'm far away? Would your answer be, yes, I'm far, far away? Or would your answer be, I am midway and I'm good? Some of you could be saying, I am in a bad place. I am in a dark place. I'm in a place where I want to give up. I'm tired and sick of being tired of living this life. You may feel within that none of the things are important to you. The things that you value are not working out for your benefit. But this evening, hallelujah, right now I want to encourage your heart to seek him. Seek the Lord. Seek him with all your heart. For there is a big surprise waiting for you, beloved. Not a surprise for the bad, but a surprise for the good when you truly seek him. Jeremiah 29:11 states, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. As I was preparing on this topic that the Lord gave me, seek him. I like the way John Piper puts it. Seeking the Lord means seeking his presence. Presence, common translation of the Hebrew word face. Literally, we are to seek his face. But this is the Hebraic way of having access to God. To be before his face is to be in his presence. Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
To better help you understand, I want us to travel over to 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel in chapter 1. And at your own leisure, I want you to read the entire chapters, but I'm going to give you a synopsis of the first half of this chapter. And within this chapter, there was a man by the name of Elkanah. This man had two women in his life at the very same time. But these two women were his wives, one named Penina and the other named Hannah. Both women loved him, and he loved them both, with different degrees of love, of course. However, the woman that he loved the most, Hannah, was barren. And though they had tried and tried to have a child, she could not, for the Lord had shut up her womb. On the other hand, the other wife, Penina, it appeared that even when he looked at her hard, she was popping out babies like someone popped popcorn. And it caused a rift between the three of them. Elkanah did all he could to show Hannah how much he loved her. For he asked her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" That's it. 1 Samuel 1:8. See, when a man that loves his wife, you'll find him showering gifts upon her to express his inward feelings towards her. However, it did not matter that he was showering gifts and presents upon her. Things were not what she wanted from the man that she so desperately loved. What he could pick up from the store to purchase, she did not want that. What she was asking was from him, but it was not him that could give it to her. Tonight, you who are listening, this evening, you're seeking something from someone you love so desperately, but they can't seem to return what you are in need of. Do not become despair. Do not give up on life, beloved. You have to turn your focus off the man, off the woman, and turn your focus on seeking him. Hallelujah. See, God Almighty, we have to seek him. We have to seek his presence. We have to seek his face. The scripture let us know that every year they attended a holy service, which included them enjoying a feast while they were there. However, this time Hannah went up, but she refused to eat. The scripture tells us that after everyone had finished eating, Hannah got up and went into the temple of God. The priest, the pastor, was present. He was sitting at the door, being a watchman on the wall. However, what Hannah was after, the priest, the pastor, could not help. She understood this deep down inside her sanctified soul. Therefore, she went into the temple with an attitude of travailing, with a spirit of intercession. She was not trying to impress the pastor or the priest. She was not trying to impress men's flesh. She had made up in her mind that she was coming in there to put on the altar of God. Hallelujah. She was focused on getting God's attention. Just like I'm wanting you to focus on what I'm saying today. Won't you just stop being a distraction and listen to me today? Hallelujah, because what you need, only God can give it to you. On 1 Samuel 1 and beginning at verse 10, and she was a bitter soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of my life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, verse 12, and it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli, the priest of the house, the pastor of the house, watched her mouth. 1 Samuel 1 and 17. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. Verse 20. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. Tonight, this evening, there might be someone or something going wrong in your body, and you need a healing touch. You need the Lord to give you a breakthrough. I want to admonish you. I want to encourage you to seek him. Seek him with your whole heart. Cry out to him. It doesn't matter that others are making fun of you. It doesn't matter what the doctors have said. It is time to put on the altar of God and stay there until you get your breakthrough, beloved. Why? Because Psalm 37, 39 says, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. 2 Samuel 22 and 7 says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears. Psalm 6 and 9 states, the Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Last but not least, Psalm 34 and 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I'm not just telling you to seek the Lord because it's a cute topic. It's something I just grab up and snatched up. Something that, you know, I could just say something and just encourage you to just to do it and haven't walked that out of my own life. I sought the Lord as to what to say to his people that would take time out of their busy schedule to listen to me tonight. And when the Lord gave me this topic, seek him, the Lord reminded me how when I was married, though I'm a widow right now, and when I was married, my husband had been previously married, and out of his first marriage, they had had five kids. They had five kids, so therefore, I felt, you know, this was going to work out just fine. You know, he already had five kids. All I wanted, I enjoyed the companionship of my husband. And I had in my mindset that I just wanted to be this, pursue my career. I just wanted to be this professional businesswoman. So I wasn't after to marry someone because I wanted to have children. And by my husband already having five, I just took for granted. I know he don't want it more, so I wasn't mad. In a way, in my heart, I was kind of grateful. After the first year of marriage, we was just still enjoying. I was enjoying myself. Hallelujah. You do what married people do. You get up, you shower, and you just keep it moving. After the second year of marriage, my husband began to whisper in my ear, "Baby, I want us to have a baby." I told him, "A baby? You want to have a baby? Let me be your baby if you want to have a baby. I'll be your baby." But he kept on whispering, "Baby, I want us to have a baby." And when you love somebody, you know, one thing about love, love is not about selfishness. One thing about love in a marriage, it's about being able to be willing to bend, to agree, to come in union. And I saw how much he sincerely wanted to have a baby. So I finally agreed. So we do what married people are supposed to do. We enjoyed each other, thinking it wasn't going to be no hard thing, wasn't going to be any trouble. Oh, hallelujah. But to my surprise, it turned from pleasure into labor. Because every month I was looking to be able to have a positive report that I was pregnant. Every month, come back negative. Went to the gynecologist. I began to tell them that we wanted to have a child, and for whatever reason, I couldn't conceive, or maybe it could be me. But to my surprise, when you start going to the doctors and letting them know that there's a problem, you know what they do. They are hired to seek out what is wrong. And that gynecologist sent me to another specialist because they begin to admit they couldn't understand why I wasn't getting pregnant. And that gynecologist sent me to another specialist. And they sent me to another specialist. Finally, at the last one that I had went to, they said, "Ms. Logan, we're sorry to tell you this, but there is a cyst that is preventing your husband's sperm to travel, that seed to travel to connect so that you could conceive. And we are not sure, but there's a 50-50 chance if we do this procedure that you will be able to conceive." Well, by this time, because I was going from one specialist to the next specialist, I had begun to start praying more. I you know, when you start going to specialists and specialists start sending you to other specialists, you know that something is kind of seriously wrong. They may not know exactly what it is, but they're giving you referrals after referrals after referrals, and you going every week or every month, every 2 weeks, you're going to taking this test, taking that test. You know that something's wrong. And you're able to come to yourself and say, "Lord, I don't know what's wrong, but I need you to fix it." And as I begin to start seeking the Lord, I begin to become a part of the Women's Aglow Bible Study. And this Women's Aglow Bible Study had attendees, hallelujah, over 300 women. Now, my daughter is around the age of 35. I don't know how she could be 35 because I feel like I'm 37, but we thank God for the miracle right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, that's over 35 years ago.
And this woman was so powerful. Her teaching was so powerful even then that she just, when she taught, there was, it was like she was a, it was a magnet. She had a drawing, an anointing on her that it just, you would invite other friends to come and learn the ways and the means of God. One particular Wednesday night, I was going just to see God. I was just going to learn about God. I was going to seek his face, just to learn, because I was just, she was just so good that I looked forward to the Wednesday night Bible study. One particular Wednesday night, she had left to go to Israel, and there was this male pastor that filled in, and he was teaching the word of God. And afterwards, after he finished teaching, he began to pray. And as he began to pray, beloved, the people, the gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits begin to become, to be in operation. And as he began to pray, and he began to prophesy and to say certain things, at the end, he said, there's an individual here tonight, and the doctors have been sending you to specialists. And the Lord said, tonight is your night. Tonight is your breakthrough. Tonight is your healing. He says, come on up. By that time, I guess it was about 100 women that went up there. I mean, they were going up there. He anointed them. He didn't pray long. He just anointed them, received your healing, and they just, to the line, went down. He said, praise the Lord. We thank God for all of the women that came up. We thank God for them. But the individual that I'm talking to still have not come. The Lord say they still sitting down. You know you've been seeking the Lord for your healing, and God wants to give you this special miracle, want to bless you tonight. Want to bless you tonight. And so by that time, 50 women got up. I mean, they went up and their hands were lifted towards heaven. He prayed for them and thank God for them and everything. He said, but he said, praise the Lord. He said, God said, there's still a, the person still is sitting down, and I want them to come up. I want them to come up. God wants to bless you real good. And by that time, about 15 women went up. 15 women up. He anointed them. He said, God said, there's still the person that I'm looking for still sitting down. He said, come on up. Three women came up. Three women went up. He anointed them. He said, I'm sorry. He said, the person I'm looking for still haven't come up. By that time, tears began to roll down my face. I said, Lord, you would love me that much? Tears began to roll down. He said, don't be afraid. He said, God wants to give you your miracle tonight. I was there at the Bible study because why? I was seeking him. I wasn't seeking a thing. I wasn't even seeking a miracle for my body, because that was something, I was so young, and that was something that was so personal and private that, you know, you just don't go up and, well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go up and tell my husband I'm trying to have a baby and something wrong with my body. I wouldn't do all that talking. But God knew that I was after him. I want to encourage the saints tonight that is in need of a breakthrough. Oh, we thank God for medicine. We thank God for doctors. We thank God for all the wisdom and the technology. But I thank God for the connections that we have with different individuals that maybe even can open up some doors for us. But every time you get in front of that door, it looks like a slam shut. I want to encourage that one right now. Seek him. Seek his presence. Seek his face. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you've been praying like I was. I was just praying, and I was just saying, Lord, please let the doctor. Doctor, talking about some 50. I'm not letting no doctor cut on me on no 50-50 chance. But I kept on going to the Bible study. I kept on seeking the face of God. I kept on hungering and thirsting after him. And somebody on this line that's listening today, you got some things going on. And you've been trying to get help from man. And you've been trying to get help from woman. And you've been trying this gadget and trying this other gadget. And you've been trying to go to this bank. You've been trying to get your connection with some people that are in high places. The Lord will help me to say to you tonight, seek him. Seek him. Seek his presence. Don't just seek his hand. Seek his face. I stood up, and when I stood up, I just froze as I stood up, and that teacher that night came towards me, and he said to me, "What took you so long, daughter?" And I just lift up my hands towards heaven, tears running down my face, and all he said to me, "In the name of Jesus, I command your body to line up with the word of God." I didn't see no lightning. I didn't hear no thundering. I didn't roll on the floor. I'm not against none of that. But I'm just talking about my experience. See, when you are really seeking him, oh, he'll surprise you. He'll surprise you. It'll be a good surprise. It'll be an awesome surprise. And do you not know? Do you not know? They were scheduling me for surgery. And after I sit down at my desk, at my office where I was working for the Treasury Department, and I said, "Lord, I said, the specialists had me going from here, there, and everywhere. I said, Lord, the one that said hi and look low, tell me where my doctor is. Tell me the doctor that I need to go to." I began to seek the Lord like never before. And right then the Lord showed me the name of the street. And during that time, it was the Yellow Pages. I mean, the Yellow Pages was 4 inches thick or more. And the gynecologist, the part of the, I never knew it was so many gynecologists. But do you not know? I started from the first letter of the alphabet A. I just went all the way down till I came to that street. And when I came to that street name, I called the doctor office. And when I called the doctor office, I says, "Hi, my name is Carolyn Logan. I would like to make an appointment to see Dr. James Farley." The receptionist said to me, "Are you able to come in Saturday morning at 9 a.m.? I thought I was going to tear that desk up because I had used up most of all of my leave going to those other specialists. And here the Lord was blessing me because I had sought him. When I say to you, surprise, 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 God has a good word for you, a good report for you. I'm not just saying things to say something. You got to grab this by faith and receive it in your spirit." I went up to the, I said, "I'll be right there. I'll be right there Saturday morning." My husband and I, we went to Dr. James Frawley on Old Silver Hill Road. We got there, I didn't pay any attention to all the other patients, but all the other patients, you know, they have to be Caucasian. Wasn't no problem me, because I knew they had sought the Lord. And when he called us back, I gave him this stack of specialists that had been to. He said, what is all this? I said, I've been going to specialists. They said something is wrong. He said, Miss. He said, Miss Logan. He looked down at the paper. He said, yes, Miss Logan. He said, I'm looking at you right now, and I haven't even examined you. And you look like a pregnant woman to me. He said, but to show and to prove to you that I'm not a quack. He said, I want you to go to Providence Hospital Monday morning. And I'm writing up some blood work. And he said, Tuesday, you would get a call from the office. And we would let you know the status. See, when you seek the Lord, you're not just seeking the Lord just for what you want. You're seeking this thing, and you're letting them know, Lord, yes, I desire this thing, but Lord, it's not contended to me just have, Lord, I just want you that just do what you need to do with me and through me so that after you give me this breakthrough that I will continue to love you. I continue to serve you. We got so many of these Santa Claus takers. They ask the Lord for what they can get, and they don't return back until Christmas Eve. But when you're seeking the Lord, hallelujah, you're not just treating him like a Santa Claus. You're treating him like Abba Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I went to the hospital, Providence Hospital, that Monday morning. My husband took me. They took the blood work that Tuesday. I was at the office, and the phone rang. And the lady says, is this Miss Carolyn Logan? I said, yes, this Miss Logan. She said, this is so-and-so from Dr. Frawley's office. I just want to let you know that you are 3 months pregnant. Let me tell you something. You know I was hollering all over that office. I forgot I was in a business office. I forgot I was at the U.S. Treasury Department. And I was saying, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Lord, I glorify you. Lord, I magnify you. I'm here to tell you, when you seek him, God's got a surprise for you. God's got a big surprise for you.
Amen.
Oh, we understand that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you seek him, God will give you a remedy, hallelujah, to counteract the works of darkness. You don't give up. You fight the good fight of faith. You press towards the mark of the high calling. And after I had my daughter, oh, every Sunday I was praising the Lord. Every Sunday I was thanking the Lord because I was thinking about how the doctors were scheduling me for surgery. And I was 3 months pregnant, and they didn't even know. But when I sought the Lord and he showed me that street name, he gave me a remedy. I want to let you know. I want to encourage you. I want you to do how Hannah did. I want you to travail. I want you to go into intercession. I want you to forget about what it looks like to other people. And I want you to forget about, hallelujah, your status or your position or how much your husband loves you, how much you worry about embarrassing them or humiliating them. I want you to get your mind on the Lord tonight. Because tonight, hallelujah, God's got a surprise for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's got a surprise for you. Because that's how much he loves you. He loves us more than we can ever love him, and he loves us more than we can ever love ourselves. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. As much as I love the Lord, I don't even think I'm there where I would give up my daughter, hallelujah, to express my love. I would just automatically put her on the altar and say, said, Lord, you can bring her up. You can do what you want to do. Oh, I've given her to the Lord, but not on behalf of somebody else. But this is what our Father did. This is what Yahweh did. He loved us so much that he gave his one and only son for you and for me. What is it that you stand in need of tonight? What breakthrough? What report has the doctor given you tonight? Before I close out, are you willing to allow me to pray with you? Are you willing to allow the things that trying to distract you from receiving your breakthrough? Are you willing to allow to lay it down at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I'm ready for my breakthrough. I'm ready, Lord God. I'm not worried about being made ashamed or embarrassed or humiliated. I'm ready to receive what you want to give me, Lord. So therefore, in the name of Jesus, I want you to just come forward, hallelujah. Come forward in the spirit, removing every ant that would try to distract you to receive your breakthrough. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time, Father God. I thank you for this appointment that we have with you today. Father God, you gave me the word, seek him. Father God, we're not just seeking the thing, Father God, but we're seeking your presence. We're not just seeking, Father God, to feel goosebumps or to feel our hairs in the back of our head rising up, but we're seeking your face. So, Father God, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that you will move upon this line like never before in the name of Jesus. And Father God, that you will search our hearts and that you forgive us for every distraction, everything, Father God, that has prevented us from receiving our breakthrough up until this present time. Oh, Father God, we're asking you to move upon this line in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief. We bind the spirit of criticism and negativity. And Father God, we lose, Father God, the spirit of faith. You gave to each man every measure of faith. And we thank you right now for ever increasing faith. We thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for first forgiving us for the sins, forgiving us for the wrong, for the being disobedient, forgiving us for anything that we have done to prevent our supernatural surprise from heaven. And Father God, be ready, Father God. Be ready, Father God, because we tried man, and man has disappointed us. We tried woman, and woman has disappointed us. We tried doctors, and doctors have tested us and said there's nothing else they can do. God, we tried this, and we tried that. Father God, we went to banks. Hallelujah, they turned us down. Father God, you know all about it. I'm asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, we seek you, that you would touch each individual in the area that they need you the most. Surprise your son. Surprise your daughter. Meet them and bless them. Father God, give them a testimony like never before. That testimony will spread like wildfire. And that the world would know that the God of the Bible is still the God of today. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You haven't changed. Your people have changed. But God, we are a remnant of people, Father God, that say, Lord, we are seeking you tonight. We are seeking your face. We are seeking your presence. We are seeking to please you. Receive our prayer, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, we give thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Before we have any comments, Apostle Logan, we'd like to pray for you because you have definitely poured into the body of Christ this evening, and I know how much that you have put into this evening, and also God is working through you. So we would like to take a moment to pray for you, and then we're going to ask for comments, and then we're going to ask you for the closing benediction. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we praise your name and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, because you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Thank you,
Lord, for this time that you've set aside, Father God, for us, dear Lord, to explore your word, Father God, to receive the story, Father God, the ministry, the testimony from our sister Apostle Carolyn Logan, Father God. We just thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that as it went out over the airways this evening, Father God, and as it goes further, dear Lord, and through access that people can listen at other times, Father God, we don't know how many people this message will touch.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the intimacy that she shared, Father God, about her relationship with you.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, and pray, dear Lord, that it speaks to some mother, Father God, to somebody, Father God, about having a true relationship, not religiosity, but a relationship.
Yes, Jesus.
With Christ, dear Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you've given her, Father God, to share with us. We thank you, Father God, and we believe, Father God, that it is planted seeds, Father God, that are promised to bring a good harvest. We praise you, dear
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank
we
you.
We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you prepared her for this, Father God, for her life journey and her story, Father God, for all that she has. But, Lord, I just come to you right now, dear Lord, with a decent prayer, Father God, a prayer, Father God, not a urgency, Father God, but a prayer, Father God, a sincere prayer, Father God, for condolences, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you would just surround my sister, Father God, and comfort her, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you would gently rock her, Father God, and put your
yes.
arms around her, Father God, and let her know that she is safe and secure in your arms, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you would give her peace as she walks through her home, Father God, that she would have the Holy Spirit to minister to her and to just love her, remind her of who she is in Christ, Father God, but also, Father God, who her son was and how much he was loved, Father
yes,
God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that the family, Father God, will unite you, Lord, that they will comfort each other, Father God, and console each other, God, not only with tears, Father God, and sorrow, Father God, but also in rejoicing, Father God, for lives well lived, Father God, and for those things that have been poured into this family, Father God, and for the blessing of having had the son, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you, dear Lord.
Yes, thank you.
I thank you, Father God, that the community, Father God, will come around them, and even though we mourn and we grieve differently right now during COVID, Father God, that they not miss a beat, Father God, when it comes to ministering to our sister and her family, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God, that they will come around them, Father God, shore them up, Father God, provide their needs, Father God, pray for them, Father God,
yes.
that they find you. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify you, dear Lord. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, bless my sister. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We'd like to take a moment. All mics are open for comments. Any comments, all mics are open. And just make sure that we're respectful when we are commenting, that we're not talking over anyone else, which I'm sure that you're going to do. We, you know, we do everything decently and in order. And any comments?
Okay. Yeah, I have a comment.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I have a comment. Very good word that was spread, the gospel, and the importance of maintaining faith under challenging conditions. And sometimes we believe that things can't happen or will not happen. And sometimes it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But by faith, all things are possible. The belief in God and keeping his words.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even in marriage, you become one. And when you join with God, you become one. Thank you for the word.
God bless you.
Is there another?
Yes, Ella Clay. This is Pastor Robinson out of Tennessee. Just wanting to say thank you to her for that testimony and that word, and that word on seeking God and seeking him wholeheartedly. And our prayers are with you. Our prayers are for you and your family. And we just pray that God will continue to use you and continue to bless you in this ministry. Thank you. Thank you so much for that word.
God bless you, man. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, another? Yes, go ahead.
Yes, there's another. This is,
yes, you can ahead, speak.
Sister Pearson, and I want to thank Apostle Logan for coming on tonight and just shoring up the listeners to let them know that God is still in the healing and the miracle working business. And when we share our testimony, it helps others. So I'm so grateful that she shared her testimony tonight.
God bless you.
Let me just go ahead and speak. All mics are open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello, everyone.
God
Apostle Logan, as always, that word was truly rich with the Spirit of the Lord. And I just want to encourage you that I heard the Father say that I'm about to loosen some things that only I could do, that you would know that it is only he who have loosened them up. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I heard the word spoken through the heart of the Lord through you, and I just want to let you know that the Father is about to loosen some things, and he is about to release some things in your life that only he can do. Oftentimes, we talk about binding and loosening, and the Father just wants you to know that he is loosening some things that only he can do. That only he can do. He is about to enlarge your territory. He is about to enlarge your territory, just like Jabez. And your ministry is going to the nations. It's going overseas. Like the man of God said, the woman of God said, we just don't know how many lives are going to hear this. Hallelujah. Whoever hear it, and who the whosoever, glory to God, the whosoever, that their life is going to be changed for the better. So I'm just here to encourage you, woman of God, to continue to let God use you. Everything that you put your hand to, God said that it will not wither or fall. It will spring up in Jesus' name. There's a latter rain that's about to fall on you, Apostle Logan. There's a latter rain that is about to just spring up in you, my God of Zion. And I just bless the Lord for this platform that God have allowed to bring the word to come forward tonight in Jesus' name. I love you. And I look forward to more of what God is doing through your ministry.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Good evening. I just ditto everything that the sister just said to you, Apostle Logan. You are a woman of God. God has strengthened you to do what you did tonight. And we just want you to know how much we love you, we appreciate you, and we're praying for you. And as you know, the pastors would say back in the day, keep on doing what you're doing because you're blessing. You're a blessing many, and we love you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Good evening, Ms. May.
God bless you.
Good evening, if I may. Just take a moment. This is Deacon Pearl calling from Washington, D.C., and just to say that truly I am encouraged by the word that Apostle Carolyn Logan brought to us this evening. And it is so encouraging because as God uses her in the midst of a storm where he can just put light around her to put out to God's people that if he can do it for me, oh, trust and have faith in God, he can also do it for me. So yes. I just want to say, sister, you are a strong woman of God. You are very special. I love you. I know God loves you. And everything, I'll do like Mother Gloria said, I ditto everything because I tell you what, there is going to be a new walk and a new talk in Jerusalem. And you will be touched, and you will touch so many more, Apostle Carolyn Logan. And just know that all the saints on this line, from Elder John Clay on, we're going to continue to keep you lifted up before God. And we know that there is nothing can hold you down.
That's right.
As the clothes and the armor of God.
Thank you.
And you, I tell you, will be a continuing encourager for even some folks like me sometimes when I feel I'm down. I'm going to say, but let me look back on the testimony of my sister because I've heard many of my sisters, and they have all been a keeper for me.
Thank you.
I just bless God for being who he is. I just bless this line for just being also another instrument of God to reach out to God's people because we all hurt so many ways. And sometimes it's tragic and sometimes it's just a mental thing that we are just really abusing and hurting ourselves. But I am encouraged that I can do all things through Christ who
strengthens
me because I tell you what, my dear sister, you are an encourager, and you just keep on keeping on. You got, as I say, we got your back, and God got you from head to toe.
Hallelujah.
God bless and love each and every one on this line. We love you. Amen. I'm going back on mute because I feel a shout getting ready to come on. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Don't start me shouting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, everybody, this is Deacon Sherman out of Oxon Hill, Maryland.
Praise God.
And I just want to say when I met you, you was talking about the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It was supposed to be a seminar for home buying seminar. That's what we thought it was about, but we realized later that God had something else in store. He had something else planned, but it started out that way. And I just want to say to you, I concur with everything everybody else has said, but I'm telling you to get ready.
Hallelujah.
You ain't seen nothing yet. God is getting ready to really do something with you. You get ready.
It's
already done. You just said it. And with your testimonies, you know, people are saved by our testimonies.
That's right.
So
I just say, get ready.
Thank you, God.
Well, you've been ready, but really get ready now.
Thank you. Really get ready now. All right, Deacon. All right.
And we praise God for you. I thank and praise God for the people that he has put in my life.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Praise God for the people that he has put in my life, and you're one.
I thank and praise God
for you. You know we're praying because that's what we do.
Yes. That's what we do. Yes, it is.
That's what we do. So God bless you. Praying for the continued strength that he has given you to do what you're doing now.
Yes.
I'm to give you continued strength.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
There might be some just saying, oh, it just be a matter of time. She's going to break. But God will refuse. Let you fall.
He will not let you fall
when everybody is waiting for you to drop.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right now. Come on now.
So, I'm telling you from what I know, he will refuse to let
you
fall.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Waiting for you. This is all just a matter of time.
Thank you.
No way.
He will not let you fall.
No. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Even when you feel like, Lord, why am I still standing? He refused to let you fall. You keep on doing what you're doing. I thank and praise God for you.
I thank and praise God for you.
I really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You get ready. God's got something.
Yes,
thank
you,
Lord.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. This is Prophetess Wilburn from Indianapolis,
Ooh,
Indiana.
God bless you.
I made it.
You made it.
I thank God for his grace, his mercy, his love, his kindness.
I thank you
that you teach that he's not just a God of yesterday. Hallelujah. You know, he's a God of today. And the same God that blessed us yesterday can bless us today. And we can still believe God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the midst of trials and tribulations, he's still God. And I believe by faith that God is going to do great things for us, Lord God, because we've been taught to stand and haven't done all we
stand in
the goodness of the Lord, the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And the same God
that blessed Hannah is still going to, he's going to bless Rena. Thank you, Jesus.
The
same God that gave, give you, the Bible says he would give us the desires of our heart.
Lord God.
And we desire, Lord God, to be in his midst and to be in his presence and the things that we know that man can't do for us, Lord God. But we have a Father that loves us.
And he cares about us.
He sends us the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And I believe you when you said that God's got some great things for us. And, Lord, I just receive it now in the name of Jesus.
I receive it by faith,
Lord God,
that you can do anything.
But fail. Thank you, Lord. And I bless you, my sister. We've been praying for you, Lord God. But know that God already prayed for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. And he's put you in so many people's lives. And we're seeing miracles. The same God that gives us miracles will give you the miracle that you need.
Thank you.
And I pray that we'll heal you everywhere you hurt. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Logan. Apostle Logan, this is Minister Edna from Long Island, New York.
God bless you,
We know, everyone on this line knows, who's in your boat. Even though the seas around you wash and the storms come to blow.
The peace of God
that passes all understanding. And I thank God that you gave us such a powerful, and I heard so many people say rich. And I got that because Dr. Suzanne said the storm.
the storm.
Even though what was going on around you, you still was on assignment.
Yeah.
You was on assignment.
Because God called you.
Yeah.
Because God anointed you to give us what we needed. And he's anointing you afresh to give you just what you need. And we thank God for you, women. We thank God for you, women of God.
Yeah.
You are the, you know what? I heard a pastor say that Mother Gloria, when she was praying a long while ago, that she was the real deal. You are the real deal. You are authentic. Authentic.
Yeah.
You are from the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
And I thank God that God is using you in these last evil days. Thank you for that word. Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Yes. Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless
you. Amen. Amen.
Good evening. It's Jeanette from Massachusetts.
God bless you, my dear.
Apostle Logan, I love you, and I just remember about 2 months ago I asked you if you would become my pastor, and you said yes, and I am so honored that you took me in as your spiritual daughter, another one of your spiritual daughters. I was blessed by the word and the testimony on tonight, and as somebody already said, you are a true woman of God, and 24/7, 365, you are about God's business. From the moment you wake up in the morning until you close your eyes at night, you are about God's business, and I love you, and I am praying for you, and I just wanted to say that. We are all praying for you. Jackie says hello. But we just want to know that we love you and that we are continuing to pray for you and your daughter and your mom.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I just want to say, Apostle, thank you for the song. I don't think New Beginnings had a song on the radio. But thank you for the opening song.
Thank God. Thank you, God.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
It's good when, you know, the body of Christ, we can come together and we can celebrate in unity. You know, we can celebrate in unity. This is just a celebration. You know, we're just thanking God for life. You know, and Proverbs said, and in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Of the tongue.
They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you for being the word. Thank you for allowing God to use you, allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. We thank you so much. And we're just praying. You know, we know you're going on at 9 o'clock, so we're not going to belabor the time. You know, but we just pray, you know, that God will just pour back into you what you poured into others this evening.
Amen.
I mean, he will give you twofold of what you put into us, that he will pour back into you.
Amen.
So I thank you for allowing God to use you. Would you like to close it however the Holy Spirit allows you to close it out this evening? Is your name on the altar of sacrifice? Lay your heart. Does the Spirit control?
Yes, that's what she does. Hallelujah.
They will be entangled with you.
Mm.
And they will be like Jacob said, I'm not going to turn you loose till you bless me.
I know that's
now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the only wise true God, our Savior. We say, saints of the Lord, to go in peace, go in joy, and
yes,
go in love, for three chords is not easily broken. In Jesus'
yes,
mighty name we pray and give thanks. In
yes,
Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. And amen.
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 Thank you, amen, and God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Bless everybody that was on that. Crazy. Crazy.
Hallelujah.
In a crowded room, haunted by the questions in my mind. It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. So all I have is lost it. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is cultivation of a type that's still worthwhile. I can reach out of each brand new day, free from all the doubts that grip my past.